Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hello there. Now, my name is Lamar, and I'm calling from First National Bank of Omaha on a recorded line. And the reason for my call today is that we have a customer who noticed a charge on their credit card statement they didn't recognize. And I just want to see if you can help me figure out what the charge is for.
So I can try to pull up a charge using their first zip code and first and last name?
Yeah, first name is Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R. And I'll spell the last name for you. S as in Sam, A-R-R-A-C-H.
And what was the zip code?
34475.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay.
You said that last name was S as in Sam, A-R-R-A-C-H?
Yep.
And I do you have an account for Gail?
Gail?
Yes.
Let me see if they're... No, it looks like it's just him on the account. Is it the same last name, or...?
Yes, sir. I have an account for Gail, S-A-R-R-A-C-H. What was his first name again?
His name is Arthur.
Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah, 6888.
6888?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. The account we have is for Gail with the same last name.
Okay.
There was also the mailing address of 1860 West Highway 326.
Yep.
Or 326. And then I'm not sure if that's an apartment number, like a unit number, but it says 470.
Okay. Yep. That's what we have. Can you tell me what it was for?
So it looks like this was for a contest that was entered for a KitchenAid mixer. They would have had to be enrolled in an app called Bites Hub. And that was done with the email address gilred@aol.com.
Gilred, like R-E-D?
Yes, sir.
And then it was at what?
AOL.com.
AOL?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said it was a kitchen mixer? For a kitchen
yes,
mixer?
Sir.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much all I needed. I'll go ahead and give them a call. And if they had any questions for you, I'll just have them give you a call directly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.
You too.